It's time for Ask the Expert on News Talk 1340 KWLM.
And it's experts plural today, as Joel Gratz, a familiar voice here to KWLM. When is the last time we talked with you, Joel? It's been a few months ago.
It'd have been April is when I was last scheduled in. So, good to be back.
Yeah, great to have you back. And I see you're going for your Movember.
I'm going for the Movember. It's the sexy beard thing again. That's what I do every year. My wife hates it, but my boys love it. So my wife got outvoted this year, so I'm doing the beard again.
Well, I've got more gray in mine because I didn't shave for about 3 days, but I didn't like the look of it.
That's what happens. You never know, you know, as we get older, what it's going to look like. So, thanks for noticing, Bill.
Yeah, and you brought a special guest in today as well.
Very special guest. Jenny Qualley from my office, insurance consultant, employee benefits. Been selling Aflac for a number of years and doing a lot of great things. And our topic today is, of course, health insurance and the, you know, ACA and what's all happening there. And you'd have to live under a rock, I think, right now to not know. But we thought it was really timely with some things that are happening. So, Jenny, thanks for joining us.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Thanks for coming in, Jenny. Well, this was one of the big issues in the campaign, which seemed like it went on for a long time. But were they taking some things and blowing them out of proportion, or are there some really major significant increases now in premiums for those that are individually insured?
Yeah, there definitely was huge increases on the individual market. So we saw, about 2 years ago, we saw a lot of small businesses move away from small group health insurance plans. And they were encouraged to allow their employees to go out and get their own individual plans because they were more cost effective than the groups. A year ago, last October of 2015, we saw a small market correction where the individual premiums went up some and the group plans stayed pretty flat. And then this year, huge increases on the individual market. So we're really seeing in a lot of cases where most people, if we look at doing a group plan through an employer, they save about $200 a month versus the individual premiums through MinSure and on the individual market. So, yeah, I mean, of course, you know, some of it was maybe blown out of proportion, but it's definitely a huge issue. So
I don't know if it was completely blown out of proportion in all honesty, because you heard rates as high as 67% on the individual market going up. I have many clients who certainly achieve that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for me, and I hate to jump in on you, Jenny, but the surprise has been all the Blue Cross is, you know, leaving the marketplace.
Right.
And out here in rural Minnesota, we only have maybe one option. I mean, that I didn't see. Did you see that coming, Jen?
No. Oh, my gosh, no. No.
And really, that's what's compounded the issue quite a bit. I mean, if you just don't have any options.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And people think, well, I can always go to MinSure. Well, unfortunately, you have the same limited options because, in my opinion, we're out here in rural Minnesota, we just aren't having any options, whether or not you're in the MinSure or not. Would you agree with that, Jenny?
Absolutely. So, and really, for the most part, if you don't have a group option through your employer, you should. You have to go to MinSure to explore those options. We're helping people, though, to find creative solutions to implement group plans because it's so limited. So, and one of the things that just developed the end of last week on Friday was Medica now has reached their cap as far as new on the individual market. Medica is no longer accepting new applications for 2017. So Blue Cross is the only option available to residents of Kandy, Ohio, Meeker County on the individual side. And it's not a great option, in my opinion, because the networks are so limited.
There you go. That's the catch. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And what about the deductibles? Are they very, very high then, too, if you're going to try to afford the premium? I mean, we've heard some of these horror stories of premiums more than people's income, you know.
Yes.
Absolutely. For, I would say, a majority of people, their health insurance premium is now their biggest monthly expense. It now exceeds their monthly mortgage payments. And it's huge. Mm-hmm. So a lot of families are taking on that additional risk. The $6,500 deductibles are not uncommon at all anymore. So,
and most are shooting for that $13,000 family coverage deductible out of pocket. And the premiums are still out of this world, still getting large increases. And you could be spending $20,000 to $24,000 just on the health insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, the state of the market there is just insane. And like you said, Bill, it's compounded in the fact that we have such limited options. I can get Blue Cross, but I can't go to Rice Memorial because I'm on a network. Well, that's that's probably not the case, but I'm just using a really bad example. But,
no, and to clarify that, that's a good point, though, that I think it's important that people understand. With the Blue Cross, the individual plan that's available to us in Kanduai County, it's called the Blue Connect Network. You can go to Rice Hospital. You can go to ACMC because they're participating in the Sanford Network. But we're right on the edge of that coverage area. So I learned this recently, but CentraCare, I believe, is the number 7 ranked cardiac facility in the nation. And say you have a heart attack at Rice Hospital, you're probably going to want to go to CentraCare, right?
Right.
That's out of network with this Blue Connect. Yep, this Blue Cross, Blue Shield, Avera, you know, if you want to go to the Twin Cities, the Mayo Clinic, all of that is out of network. So it really makes, you know, our single option with Blue Cross and the individual market, to me, is not at the best.
It's limiting. And if you want to go to Rochester, the Mayo and all that great healthcare we've got in our state at our fingertips would not be in network either, correct?
Right.
Under the Sanford.
Right. Right.
And I tell you what, Bill, that scares more people out of joining that program because of the what if. Mm-hmm. You know, the cancer word, all that stuff that comes up out of nowhere. People want to know that they're protected and will get the absolute best care. And right now, no offense to the Sanford Network, but I do not think you're going to get that. And that really freaks out people.
Absolutely.
In the marketplace, people aren't going to it, but it may be their only option. So if you want any type of health insurance, that might be your only option, unless you can somehow tie to a group. And that's kind of back to the black cloud we just talked about. The individual market is limited, expensive, but the group market is right now, if you can attach yourself to someone's wagon, if your employer doesn't provide it because of the reasons that Jenny mentioned earlier, now is the time, if you're a business owner, you might want to look at that. And whether or not you contribute to their health insurance premiums or not, there is a small window right now that allows this really neat opportunity. And you want to talk to that, Jenny?
Explain that for a little bit.
Absolutely. So, and I think now, I mean, the open enrollment through MNsure has now been open since November 1st. So people have kind of explored some of those options and we're starting to get, you know, even more inquiries. But yeah, if you're a small business owner and we're looking to implement a group, if we do that between November 15th, so starting tomorrow, and December 15th, the company does not have to meet participation requirements. So they don't have to have 75% of employees participating in the group plan. And they also do not need to meet the contribution requirements. So the employer doesn't need to pay any of the premium. Understand that's a short-term solution. But realistically, it might be the only way to get employees affordable coverage.
And these are rules that the ACA put into place several years ago when they were pushing everybody to get, you know, health insurance, go to the market, whatever. If you have a group, you as an employer have to provide 50%, you know, out of your pocket to help your employees. Again, ACA mandated. Otherwise, you can't have a group plan. That's going away for 30 days, where if you sign up, right, Jenny, during that period, you do not have to do that. So what this means is before, the employer couldn't afford to do this. Mm-hmm. All right. So they eliminated that from their perspective and their benefits. Well, now they don't even have to contribute, and they can provide a benefit, in my mind, of allowing their employees another option, whether or not they, you know, contribute their own money, the employer's money, into the plan or not. Today, out in Wilmer, Minnesota, you're now providing a benefit that employee may never have been able to reach, is potentially even the best option for their health insurance. Whether or not it's expensive or not, that might be their only option. Getting the Mayo, getting the Central Soda, all that stuff, you know. I mean, it's changing the mindset of employee benefits and what it means today for right now in the short term. Would you agree, Jenny?
I do agree. Yep. So, and I think a lot of times we get questions because a year or 2 years ago, it didn't make sense. If you weren't going to pay a portion of the premium for the employee, it didn't make sense to implement a group plan because they could go out and get an individual plan that costs less or the same. So, but today, just simply by offering the group plan, even if the employer isn't paying a portion of the premium, they might be saving their employees hundreds of dollars a month. So,
and not doing anything other than signing up with Jenny to get a group plan organized. Mm-hmm. And after that, There's no contribution requirement, and the participation requirement, 75%. That was another limiting factor on groups as well. Mm-hmm. My wife works here. My husband works here. I don't need your insurance. So it made it uncomplicated right now to get the group deal going. Now, it's a small window, and like Jenny said very, very well, it's a short-term fix for 1 year. We can get you set up for 1 year, and then the world changes, right? Then we have President-elect Trump. We don't know what he'll do, executive order, what the Congress will do, Republican Congress and Republican Senate. The world's still in flux. But at Christensen, we always want to plan for what we know today. Mm-hmm. And this is what we know today. And if you miss this opportunity, you may be sitting there wondering, what are my options? We're going to say you don't have any other than this, out-of-network, expensive plan. And people will say, I don't want that. What's the consequence? Well, there's still a penalty if you don't have health insurance in our country, as we sit today under ACA. And for 2016, the penalty is a greater of 2.5% of your household income, approximately your adjusted gross income on your tax return, or $695 per uninsured adult in your household and $347 per uninsured child, which that is capped at $2,085, but that 2.5% can continue going up. So, I mean, it's, if you have $100,000 of income, it's $2,500, which is a lot cheaper in health insurance. So if you want to roll the dice, you can. But out here in West Central Minnesota, how many dice rollers do we have, you think, Jenny? Very few. I mean, the young guys and gals are working for somebody, so they usually have group insurance, generally speaking, as an option. They never get sick. They don't care. But they already have the coverage. It's the folks who are in the middle age and up who really need the health insurance, who are maybe self-employed now, who don't have an option. And they go, well, it's not an option for me not to have health insurance. I mean, it would save them $20,000, but they're scared to death, Bill, of not having health insurance for the what if. And I totally get it. I'm a family that's got four sons and a wife, and I could not, as a husband, stand there and say, I'm just going to roll the dice to save $20,000. It's a big number. You can self-fund that for a while, but one issue, and that medical bill is going to be, that $20,000 is gone. Poof, So you can tell I'm really passionate, right? I got really serious. I'm sorry. It's crazy right now, Yes. I mean, it is.
So in order to be a group, what really, are there any qualifications, I guess, that...
That's a good question, and this blows me away, but it's, to me, one single individual person isn't a group. Mm-hmm. But we are able to find creative ways, especially if you have a W-2 employee, just one. So if it's a business owner and one other W-2 employee, regardless of whether both are participating, the owner and the employee, it can just be one of those individuals that's participating. We can find creative ways to have one individual fit into that group plan. So, and that's where, Christensen and Associates were able to really, analyze your situation. We're able to understand the structure of your business and help you to find creative ways to implement the group plan. Our focus here is on employee benefits. It's on the group plans. That's our specialty.
That's our thing. And back to being creative, that's what we do. And working together with Jenny has just been fantastic, where I understand the health insurance market. She understands some of the nuances of group plan, IRS, BS, all that stuff. So it's been a great, great adventure working together on that. And being creative has another decision that every provider, Blue Cross, Medica, Preferred One, has different rules on what it means to be a group. It isn't just one simple, more than one employee and you're a group. Like Jenny said, it's not that simple anymore, which allows, Christensen to be creative and say, all right, does the husband-wife thing, the farmer who is the husband and the wife who works on the farm a little bit, does some books, whatever, is that a group or not? How do we got to do this? And sometimes it's yes, sometimes it's no. So bottom line is you have to determine and get quotes in your health insurance to say, can we make this work? Is it worth my time? Am I going to save enough on health insurance to offset some of the other complexities with, either incorporating or paying my wife wages or my husband wages, whoever, back and forth. So it's not a 10-second decision anymore, Bill, when it comes to your health insurance. You can't go to your agent, sit down, and say, yep, that looks good, we're done. I mean, you need to communicate the what-ifs and look at all the options, because they may tell you, which we're learning, some people selling health insurance only sell one line of health insurance. I only sell Blue Cross. So they know the Blue Cross rules very well, but they don't know what Medica can offer. They don't know what Preferred One can offer. And Jenny in our office can do all of that and get you the absolute best solution for your health insurance needs, one, and then Christensen brings in, you know, the heavy lifting on the other side, on the tax side, and how we make this work to make sure Jenny can put an application in that will pass the scrutiny. So it's, I hate to say it, but health insurance no longer is, not that it ever was, I guess, but it's even more complicated than it's ever been.
And again, this window is not going to be open very long, so don't sit on this too long. Get an appointment and come on in and explore really what options you have.
Yep, absolutely right. So, and talking about this window, we can't wait to submit the paperwork and the applications until December 15th, because the paperwork has to be completed and correct. So I'm suggesting or advising most people that we should have this conversation and have our ducks in a row before December 1st. So we have time to,
yes,
to have everything figured out in place by the time that window ends on December 15th.
Now, a step farther, MinSure. It can be a good tool if you have income below a certain level.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay, and we haven't even talked to that. Mm-hmm. Back to the Christensen side of the equation. If we do some tax planning and yourself, like a farmer or a self-employed business person, and if we can somehow plan through your cash basis, you know, tax reporting and get your income down for this 1 year, you can apply to MinSure using a 16 projection and file a draft tax return, if you will, in January, because the filing date for MinSure goes to January 31.
Yep.
Okay. And if we get your income low enough, you could qualify for Minnesota Care. No, what's the right terms for the low income?
Medical assistance.
Medical assistance, which sounds crazy, I know, on the radio, but, you know, sometimes a cash basis farmer, a cash basis business owner can do some creative things with depreciation, and we can get the income low enough in a family of four. Is it 50,000 ish? About. It's hard. She's not going to say it on here because we can't say the exact number, but it's somewhere around there, which isn't a crazy number maybe to plan for if that's the only income in the family. So that's another step of planning, not even just planning with Jenny, but now we got to plan with on the tax side to make this all come together. Unfortunately, you know, I always say, Bill, in the past that tax should not dictate business practice, right? And I still believe that. But for right now, if you are stuck in a corner and you have no options that you can afford or want to take, we may have to do something relatively dramatic on your tax side to give you even a chance to go to MinSure to qualify for the low-income health insurance, where it's still a better option than getting the Medica, the Blue Cross, where you have no network. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Am I getting too far out there?
No.
You gave me the caution sign there a little bit.
No.
Am I right, Bill? She gave me the caution flag. Day. Whoa, slow down.
No, I mean, I think to sum everything up, I mean, if you are in a position now where you have not figured out your health insurance for 2017, if you are planning on going out and getting an individual plan, you may want to research that soon, because we may want to look at other options. And that's true not only, you know, for individuals, but small business owners in particular. Small business owners maybe are used to having those individual plans. We need to explore options for the business owner as well as the employees. So if right. if it hasn't happened, if it hasn't been something that you've looked into already, do it now. Mm-hmm. So
do it now, and it takes time. It doesn't happen overnight anymore, and it's just going to take weeks to get this all to line up, and we can't 100% guarantee a solution. But until you go through the flowchart and the decision tree, we can't even tell you whether or not you've got to the best result yet or not. That's you have to go through the whole exercise to really get there, and we're here to help do that.
And we are going back to the higher deductibles. We do have solutions to fill in those gaps as far as the higher deductibles. And then also the tax savings, I feel like we should touch on that a little bit as well. Where when we implement or we offer health insurance through a work group, there are tax savings, especially for the employees. The employees, and I'll let Joel talk to this a little bit as well, but the employees currently, if they're not getting health insurance through the business, they're using after-tax dollars.
After-tax dollars, where if we have a group plan, we can do a 125 plan. They can do it tax-free. So she's exactly right. If we can line this whole thing up, there's a lot of wins as you go down the path. Getting the health insurance, getting my best option, and doing it pre-tax, getting the tax deduction only for the employee, like Jenny said, but the employer, of course, if they do want to contribute, it's a deduction. So, I mean, it's an endless amount of opportunities what health insurance is in our world has created for us today as consultants and insurance benefit consultants to try to make this all work to, again, ultimate goal is to the best solution for our clients, which We're focusing on business owners, obviously, because this is where the most opportunities come, or they may have the most limitations on where mm-hmm. they can go because they don't have their own group unless they can create their own group, which gives them that ability to do that. So it just takes time, and thank you, Jenny, for mentioning that. There are tax benefits, too, to doing this, but we always try to focus on health insurance first, and we kind of pan our way down and what makes the most sense, and we can do that analysis for you.
Yeah. Well, anything else before we run here? We've only got about another minute or so to go in summary. I guess what's the best way to get a hold of you, Jenny, or how do we go about doing this now to take this to the next step?
Yeah, we are happy to go through and do the analysis for you to figure out the solution. Know that I am also a licensed insurance agent, mm-hmm. so we can definitely implement the insurance plans for you as well. Couple of numbers, 320-441-5529.
That's your direct line at our office.
Yep, and the main line is
320-235-5937. And again, this is out of the Wilmer office here downtown Wilmer. Jenny does a lot of traveling to clients to go through this. So don't feel mm-hmm. like you have to come our way. If she has time, which I know right now she's been busy and I barely got her into the radio booth today, but it's something that we do because like Jenny, who's very passionate about her clients, so are we. And by working together, I know that we provided things that I would have never imagined a year ago would have been in the place. So
yeah. Mm-hmm. And it is an about face, too, from the group not being that inviting of an alternative to suddenly coming back into being, right in the play, really. So
yep, you have to be agile, dynamic, fluid. Don't get stuck in a rut. Every option's an option at this point. So
yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see if they can make some improvements to the Affordable Care Act, too, down the road.
I like how you said that. I think it really should be improvements, not just abolish,
Yeah, it sounds like it. It might not be a complete rip and redo.
I don't think it can be, personally, but right. Anyway.
Well, thank you both for coming in and sharing with us.
Yeah, thanks, Bill.